You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
What are your convictions? Do you have any? And if you don't, help me, let me help you to develop some preferences. Because vision should be one of them. I said vision should be one of your convictions. Glory to God. And your devotion. I believe men need to be men of character, men of conviction, men of vision, and men of devotion.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, A Man of Vision. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 through 9.
You don't know what love is until you get there. And the Lord knew that I loved him. He knew that I loved him. And the way he put it, make yourself available. He said, you want me to quit? You didn't tell me, though. You didn't give me the specifics. But I knew what he meant. And some of you know what he means, even if he's not clear. Oh, my God. You don't need him to spill it all out. You know his heart, and he knows yours. And when he asks you to do something, you need to obey him. Make yourself available, and I did. I was worried about how am I going to provide, and what about insurance, and how you going to work with this and that, Lord. I don't know what to do. I don't work on cars. I don't know what to do. He said, make yourself available. So I came to the wife and I said, this is what he told me to do. And she went into agreement. And I called the church together on a Sunday morning at 9. And I said, I believe the Lord is leading me to step out on faith. But I need to know if you're going to stand with me. And for the next hour, man, people started saying, I'm giving up my Christmas. I'm going to give up my Christmas for you. You do what God tells you to do. And we're going to cover you. We're going to make sure you have to make the transition from Cape side, hallelujah, to glory side, glory to God. And if you obey God, God will send aid to you, hallelujah, to finish the work, glory to God. I didn't know how it was going to work, but tears are just flowing in this meeting. I'm going to give up this for you. I'm not going to buy the screen TV this year. I'm going to sow it into the ministry so you can obey God. And our church was small, but it happened. And in the first year, when I went full-time, we saved 30,000. That means the increase, the wealth increased to such a degree that we were able to put 30,000 in the bank. How do you do that with me being full-time? You know why? Because man has one scale, but when God gets in it, he has a whole different scale. You trying to figure out how and what's going to happen if you obey God and what you're going to do. You don't have to do that. You don't need to bargain with God. Just obey. Obey God. So to the men that's called to lead, to protect, to provide, Lord, I don't have the resources. Obey God and they will come. Because wherever he guides, he sends resources. If you don't see the resources, it means he's not guiding you. Because whatever, any church, any pastor that steps out and has to borrow money or beg for money from outside churches just to make ends meet, maybe God didn't tell you to do it. Because if God is telling you to do it, you don't have to beg. Hallelujah. I've never seen... The righteous forsaken, nor his seed. Even his children have to beg. God, some kind of way, will work it out. I think I'm in the book. In a world that's often diminished, it diminishes the role of men. We don't need man. Even Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Well, the girls who started it didn't believe in the nuclear family. Let me say it again. The girls that started Black Lives Matter, they didn't believe in the nuclear family. In other words, we don't need a man in the house. We can do it by ourselves, but you believe black lives. You don't care about the man. The man don't need to be in the house. You don't know Bible. You don't know word. This is a secular viewpoint. I do believe black lives matter, but you can't say black lives matter when it comes to murder, but actually move the man out the house, because when he's in the house, there's less murder. That's not going to get no applause. Ain't nobody going to send me $30 million so I can build an $8 million house. That's what they did with the money. While we talking about Black Lives Matter, what we need to do is get back to God's plan. Black lives do matter. But you also need the man in the midst. He can't just be a provider. You need him there. Things happen. Authority comes. My grandson, when he see me, if he's acting up, he knows. He can't do that around me. I don't even have to yell. Don't have to say nothing. Just stand there. He already knows. I said, come here, son. He knows there's a difference. He go in the cupboard and he take my drink and he walk over there and put it up there for me. Gotcha. He watches the way they move, and that's how he does. You can teach kids how to honor. By them watching you. If you just like everybody the same, you're not going to get it. Everybody's not the same. I'm the authority. That boy needs to know it, and he's picking it up. Glory to God. I don't have to yell at him, get over there and sit down. I don't have to do that. I can look. Glory to God. That's how authority works. And when you line up with the king, God will give you the resources to do the work that he called you to do. Man, we're living in a society where there's a diminishing roles. I believe God is calling us to rise up. He wants the king's men to rise up. Watch this, men of character. Men that have conviction. Do you have conviction? What do you get excited about? What do you laugh about? Jokes, play, or principles? What gets you up in the morning? I mean, what gets you stirred? Start your conversation. What needs to happen other than a game? Other than being with your boys that can start your conversation off? What are your convictions? Do you have any? And if you don't, let me help you to develop some preferences. Because vision should be one of them. I said vision should be one of your convictions. Glory to God. And your devotion. I believe men need to be men of character, men of conviction, men of vision, and men of devotion. The sequel to this one will be at 11 o'clock. We're talking about a man of vision today, but I'm going to be talking a little later about a man of devotion. A kingdom man is not defined by his title. That's why in our church, like the previous churches that I've been a part of, everybody wanted to be evangelist this and prophet so-and-so and apostle so-and-so and deacon so-and-so. Well, we believe in the diaconate, but we believe it is a servant ministry, not title-driven, towel-serving, not title-driven. And there's some people want to do, what's my name? I'm the evangelist. Did you hear that? I'm the evangelist. Okay, evangelize, evangelist. If you're the deacon, then deke. Right, what are you talking? I'm the deacon and you just sitting there looking around and taking photos. I don't want to hear that. Do you open up the church? Do you serve the elders? Are you able to organize? Do you know logistics? Anybody ever told you how do we pack something together and there's still room? How do we set up tables and everybody is served, not just your people? Oh my God. How do we implement equities and justice for all? Or do we only get excited when the people we like show up? The deacon must deke. The apostle is called the apostle because you're able to establish something when nothing was there. If you're not establishing something when nothing was there, why are you title driven? That's what apostles do, go into a region and leaders gather around them. Leaders want to talk to them. That's the apostolic. And they're able to start something when nothing is there and maintain it. Even move and do something different and people still maintain it. That's the mark of an apostle, not just a name, not just somebody that can preach good. If you say you're an apostle, where's the manifestation? A prophet points, foretells, points people into the right direction, not to themselves, not to get a mailing list. They point them to Jesus. They use their prophecy to point people closer to God, not to themselves. In other words, you got to get a prophecy from me every day, every week, or you're not going to make it. Now you're depending on prophecy versus the logos. The evangelist must evangelize. In other words, you have a soul-winning heart, a revival-type message. That's what evangelists do. Pastors are shepherds. They are the ring finger. The ring finger. They go into covenant with the people. They marry, they bury, they suffer long. And I don't care if you're an apostle, prophet, evangelist, all of us need pastors. And the pastor must teach, or you should have a teaching ministry in the fivefold. That means you can break it down. The complex things can be brought down where people can eat it. You lay it down to where the goats can actually get it and turn in the sheep. I believe this series, The Kingdom Man, will emphasize godly men called to represent the king. Godly men who are called to represent the king and not themselves. How do we represent the king? Through vision and devotion. In this first message, I want to focus on a man's direction. In the second message, I want to focus on and unpack the importance of having a relationship with God. That's maintained. Let's talk about a man in vision, a man of vision. I want to reference, they'll put it on the screen, Proverbs 29 and 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. So the vision, if people perish without vision, it means vision is so important that it's greater than the people. God loves the people, so he knows you can't survive, and he gives the people a survival kit, and in that kit is vision. He says vision is so important, if you don't have it, you will not last. You will perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's why vision is so important. I always said one of the greatest heists ever is to steal a kid's dream, to kill it while they're young. It's happening a lot when there's no man that understands what I just read, a man of vision. And you can actually create that in children to start dreaming and thinking about future. That is to ask the 1,000 questions. If you take them to Kennedy Space Center, what do you think about that rocket? They don't know anything. Oh, it's big. And you water that instead of, yeah. See, I was at the Cape. I worked there for 10 years all night long. See, you need to learn how to work. Well, you didn't understand how to work with kids because you're creating vision. What do you see right there? What do you think about an astronaut? Have you ever dreamed about that? Do you know the difference between an astronaut and an astronomer? The astronomer is able to, in a place of safety, look at the stars. But an astronaut takes a chance. When you say stuff like that to kids, it makes them dream. And one of the greatest heists ever, when this is what the enemy has done, is to snatch the man out, and he doesn't understand vision. He's so caught up with rap. He's so caught up with games. He's so caught up with what he sees. He's enthralled with entertainment and sound. He's never developed his own vision. That's why everything around him is dying. Because you have to be able to see the future and speak to it. You got to be able, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but to write it down and make it plain. We should be able to tell each of our kids, I see this in you. Let me tell you what you did when you were young. And I see this in you. I could see a trait in you. When Megan was 7, she was giving out candy to kids. Mama told her, you're going to be international. She took her to Jamaica. And she was in Jamaica serving the kids. That's why we remind her of the vision. Can somebody say amen? Amen. We say, well, Bishop, these things never happened to me. Well, we need to start it in our generation. Reformers! The king is calling for his men. He wants this stuff to happen for you. Thank you, Jesus. Adjustments. And I want that shown on the internet. I want you to see. I had to bend over and pick up my glasses because pastors make mistakes too. And I don't want no perfect ministry. Ain't nobody perfect. I don't care what you see. They edit out the stuff that happens in their churches so nobody will see it. I want you to see it. The vision is greater than the people. Without it, the people perish. Habakkuk 2:3. It says, write the vision down. Come on. And make it plain. Habakkuk 2. Habakkuk. Good. Glory to God. Look at verse 2 and verse 3. First two first. 1:2, ready to read. And the Lord answered me. Glory to God. Then in verse 3, for the vision is for an appointed time. See, when you write it down, something happens to it. See, vision is so important. God said, write it down. And I would say every man should have a pad or a notepad that you're communicating. Write notes down when God gives them to you. Write it down and make it plain. That they that read it will run. That's why our sons and our daughters need to get their vision from father and mother, not society. What do you want to do in life? Well, I want to be a pole dancer. Now, I'm only telling you this because it happened in here. So when God saves people, he doesn't save people. He saves people who weren't saved. And they need to be renewed. That's why you can't be looking down your ecclesiastical nose at people who come here. They may not understand what you're saying. The girl said, I want to be a pole dancer. I had to take that mind and say, listen, oh, this is where you are. Obviously, you're not renewed. God loves you. This is not his plan. Here's the vision he has for you. And you need to understand what the scripture says about you, not what you dream or what you saw on social media because they make money or what they do in Atlanta when they're dropping it and their knees are strong. You need to make sure you do what God is telling you to do no matter where you go so you will survive this storm. God sent you here to be redirected. And that's why those that are in transition need redirection. That's another word for transition, to be redirected. And this anointing that I believe the king wants to release, when we get vision and when we write it down, will redirect our people so they can be reformed. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 17. This is a powerful passage. Read it with me. 1, 2, ready, read. Then I said to them,
you see the distress that we are in, how delusional God's voice, and his gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be reproached.
The next verse, come on, 1, 2, ready, read. And I told them, this is a very powerful passage. God speaks to the reformer, the patriot Nehemiah, to go into Jerusalem and reconstruct the wall around the city that was torn down. That's his vision. First thing out of this passage is you got to see it. You got to see it clearly. Now, some people don't want to see it. They put their, I don't want to see that. No, you got to look at it. Look at the condition. Look at the situation and get a clear vision about it. So if the walls are torn down and they're no good, he wants to build it up so it'll be solid and firm. That's the vision. The second thing about this passage is when you see it, you need to say it. He didn't keep quiet when he heard the vision, when he saw it. He communicated. Listen, the walls are torn down. Here's the condition. Let us bind together and rebuild it. You got to give voice or vibration to what you saw instead of just holding it on the inside. No, you got to speak it because all vision starts with communication. And everything you see built in the world started with the conversation after a person saw it. Glory to God. Every technology that you see, all things that are developing, all medicines, all engineering, all things that you see around the world that's shaping the world started with a conversation after they saw it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the sea. And God said, after seeing the condition, God spoke and said, let there be light. And if you follow his plan, once you see it, you can't just see what you say and leave it there. You got to speak vision to it. Prophetically, what does God want to do with it? God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God also commanded that there will be a difference between day and night. So if you start understanding that, you'll start moving with your vision. You got to see it. Then you need to say it. Glory to God. The second thing you have to do after seeing it and then saying it, you got to plan to do something about it. Now this is where they miss it, man. A lot of people like see it because you can sit and see it. You can close your eyes after you see it. Man, I had a vision. My God, I had a vision. Visitation. You can see it and even say it here. Planning requires movement. Now I need to structure that. Think about it. He gave you intellect, gave you strategies. If you don't know, in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. There is no excuse for anybody being ignorant of anything. Amen. Glory to God. The knowledge is there. All you got to do is seek for it. If you've never went to college, you should be reading a book every month. If you've never gone to college, you should be reading, absorbing something that's going to help you. First, start with the Bible. But to just sit there and say, I never went to college, is not an excuse today. Honestly, if you read, you don't need as much college. I'm not telling you not to go, but a lot of people, even in college, they don't read. They're using AI to do their papers. You're not growing. I can tell. You can't tell me you're a master's degree and you're splitting verbs. I ain't got no nothing, never mind. Triple negatives. I ain't got no nothing. I'm talking about Southern talk, right? This is how we talk. I ain't got no nothing. This is all Florida talk, Georgia talk. I ain't got no nothing. No, you don't have anything. I ain't got no nothing. Get over there, now. Get over there. Get over there. Get over there. No, get over there. Get go over there. You're not gonna read that in any textbook. Get over there. Come on, you know you heard the term Geechies and all of that, out of Carolina. You heard the term. It's all in our communities. See, when you write the vision down, you got a plan now. If you want educated people with you, start with pronouncing your words and enunciating. So you don't say, get over there. You say, get over there. Enunciation means you give voice to the end of the word. You don't say, we're going to Miami. All you got to do is practice it or record yourself on your phone. And when you listen to yourself, you say, that ain't me. Sidney Poitier, when he came from Haiti, he couldn't speak English. You know how he became the actor he is? He started listening to the radio for 6 months and just repeating what they say. He liked the way this radio host was talking, so every time he said a word, he repeated it the same way. He developed his own dialect, a very unique dialect. Unique enunciation. He didn't even know the language. And his ability to do that took him from nobody in New York to now being one of the top paid artists, actors of all time. Come from a different country, can't speak the language, and had a speech impediment, but worked on it for just 6 months every day, and it shifted him.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, A Man of Vision, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
VBS 2026, The Joshua Generation, will take place on Monday, July 20th to Friday, July 24th for children ages 2 through 6th grade. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. Register and purchase your t-shirt on the website, the TR mobile app, or scan the QR code in the foyer. Get ready to celebrate Bishop's birthday on July 10th. Show Bishop some love online at truthreveal.org, the Truth Reveal app, or Cash App at Truth Reveal 2. Make check payable to Truth Reveal with Bishop's birthday on the memo line. Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or email best@truthreveal.org for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.